A monumental COVID economic relief bill is headed for President Biden's desk tonight. It spends nearly $2 trillion on jobless benefits, vaccines, school reopenings, and $1,400 checks to most families, among many other things. Final approval came in the U.S. House of Representatives, split almost entirely down party lines over how much aid is really needed.
Now we see our economy opening up and coming back to full strength. What's more is that we have yet to spend $1 trillion that has already been enacted. It's already been appropriated, already been voted on. So why do we need to pass another $1.9 trillion?
We can tell the American people help is on the way. And to listen to my friends on the other side of the aisle, you wonder, where do they live? Because according to them, all this has been resolved. The pandemic is gone. People are back to work. The economy's recovered. That's not reality. This bill will provide desperately needed relief to those we serve.
President Biden called it a historic victory. He plans to sign it into law on Friday. We'll examine its implications for health care after the news summary. The federal budget deficit has hit an all-time high, fueled by previous COVID relief spending. The red ink topped $1 trillion through the first 5 months of the fiscal year. That shatters the old mark by $350 billion. The federal government is buying another 100 million doses of Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine. The White House said today that it is for the second half of this year. Separately, infectious disease leader Dr. Anthony Fauci said the growing pace of vaccinations is moving the country toward normal.
Every day that you put 2 million to 3 million vaccinations into people makes society be more and more protected. So you don't have to wait until you get full herd immunity to get a really profound effect on what you could do.
Also today, Texas officially ended its face mask mandate, and it lifted limits on restaurants and other businesses. There is fresh evidence of a growing crush of migrants along the U.S. southern border. New numbers show more than 100,000 people tried to cross illegally in February. That is up 28% from January and the most since mid-2019. It is also taxing detention facilities to the limit. The U.S. Senate today confirmed federal appeals judge Merrick Garland for attorney general. He had been nominated for the U.S. Supreme Court in 2016, but Senate Republicans blocked any action. The Senate also confirmed Ohio Congresswoman Marsha Fudge as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development and Michael Regan to head the Environmental Protection Agency. President Biden's top diplomat is set to face off with Chinese officials for the first time. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will meet with his Chinese counterpart and others next week in Alaska. Blinken told a congressional hearing today that he'll raise a range of disputes from Hong Kong to trade to the abuse of ethnic Uyghurs.
This is an important opportunity for us to lay out in very frank terms the many concerns that we have with Beijing's actions and behavior that are challenging the security, the prosperity, and the values of the United States and our partners and allies.
The president's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will also take part in the Alaska meetings. Part of Hawaii is under a state of emergency after days of heavy rain touched off flooding and put dams at risk. Surging water has roared through streets and across neighborhoods. Officials have ordered several thousand people to evacuate from a community north of Honolulu. The U.S. House of Representatives passed an expansive labor rights bill overnight, but it is unlikely to become law. The measure makes it easier for workers to organize, and it penalizes employers who interfere. Republicans are expected to block the bill in the Senate. And on Wall Street, stocks mostly advanced on news that inflation remains in check. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 464 points to close at 32,297. That's a new record. The Nasdaq marked time, losing 5 points, and the S&P 500 added 23. Still to come on the NewsHour, the U.S. House passes President Biden's historic coronavirus stimulus bill. Questions arise as one European country implements a system for vaccinated people to travel more freely. Jury selection is underway in the trial of the police killing of George Floyd, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.